106.5.
The Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
Cassidy enjoys honoring local women and just women in general who kick ass. And I'm really excited about our latest Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
Yes, Tamara Keefe of Clementine's Naughty and Nice Creamery is here. And I thought your story was so interesting about how you got into making ice cream as a kid.
I was raised in a large Irish-Italian family. We were really poor. We were kind of that stepchild family that, like, you'd come home and you'd find groceries on your stoop and you'd get everybody's secondhand clothes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So anyhow, every Sunday after church, I would always hear and see these other families go for ice cream. And every Sunday I would pull on my mom's dress, like, are we going to go for ice cream? And every Sunday they'd say, no, you know, and you don't know you're not supposed to make your parents feel bad for being poor, right?
You're like, why not?
Why? One Sunday we were driving home from church and we went by a garage sale because that's where we got most of our clothes. And my mom found an old like Crank and Boom for $2.
What's a Crank and Boom?
So that's like the old type of ice cream makers where you mix the ice and the salt and you have to hand crank it.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So fun. We did it every 4th of July. We made vanilla ice cream and I looked forward to that so much.
So you get this Crank and Boom and then you would do it every week?
So yeah, we got home and my mom's like, go change your clothes, do your chores and meet back here in the kitchen in an hour. And of course, like our chores got done in record time that day.
We got to see what this thing can do.
Right. And we started making ice cream as a family every Sunday after church. Once other families in the church got wind that we were making ice cream, all of a sudden, these really popular families started coming to our house. So one family,
because they wanted that good ice cream.
Right. One family would bring the fruit. Another family would bring the milk. Another family would bring the sugar. Of course, you don't realize it as a child. All I know is that we went from like that family who is never invited to the birthday parties of the rich popular kids to all of a sudden
you're the place.
We're like the place. We're the family. Like we had all these friends and like so my whole sense of community changed and I think that's always stuck with me.
How long has Clementine's been in business?
Just a couple of years.
Really?
Yep. I decided to leave my corporate gig in early 2014. I incorporated in 2014. I spent the next like 6-7 months building a kick-ass ice cream kitchen.
Oh, and it is. I mean, I haven't seen the ice cream kitchen, but I'm saying that the flavors that are coming out of there, if you guys have never been, they've got naughty, which have booze in them. I love it. And then nice,
which is...
Well,
I thought that was the nice one.
No, it's naughty when you're feeling a little naughty. And you
yeah,
need
but
a
I thought it was
bourbon.
Nice because it's booze. That's what I'm all about.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Nice is safe for the kids. And the both versions of the flavors are incredible. So you definitely know what you're doing.
Thank you.
How do we get an ice cream at Clementine's that bears the Spencer's neighborhood name?
Be worthy of it, Spencer.
I think we're worthy of it.
Oh, I like it.
I mean, jeez, you're part of this show. What's going on
over
there?
My name's not Spencer. You can make like a Cassidy's chocolate.
Oh, great. Here we go.
All right. So if there's a girl listening that thinks, you know, someday I want to own my own business, what would you say to them?
Follow your passion and follow your bliss and don't follow the money. Mm-hmm. Because you can follow the money. And I did, and I was really, really unhappy. But then I followed my bliss, and I'm like, you adjust your life. And like, I wake up happy every day, and I have total freedom.
You got off the highway and hit the rocky road.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ice cream joke done.
You're not even a father yet, and you're already making dad jokes. What's going on here?
Y'all give it up for Tamara, owner of Clementine's. She is our latest kick-ass chick of the week.
With a cherry on top.